Blog Talk Radio.
I'm on a go for all the sequence start. Yeah, we have a go for auto sequence start. Discovery's onboard computers have primary control of all the vehicle's critical functions. T minus 17 seconds and countdown. 15, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, start, 2, 1, boost ignition, and liftoff of the Space Center Discovery, returning to the space station, paving the way for future missions.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to All You Need to Know Radio. I am your host, John Hollywood, and tonight we have a jam-packed show for you. First of all, the President of the United States is purposely confusing people about the coronavirus when it is actually much, much worse than his administration will admit. Also, don't forget about our fitness part, which I actually answer your fitness questions tonight. I'll tell you why. Also, we have our entertainment watch, where we're going to tell you more about Ty Herndon coming. Are you ready to get started? Tonight is going to be a fun show. Get ready, because All You Need to Know Radio starts right now.
This kitten got your tongue tied in my pussy. I'm dying for company. I notice that you got it. You notice that I want it. You know that I can take it to the next level, baby. If you want this goodness, thicker than the remix, baby, let me blow your mind tonight. I can take it no more. Never felt like this before. Come on, get me on the floor. What you waiting for? Oh.
At this moment, we have 22 patients in the United States currently that have coronavirus. Unfortunately, one person passed away overnight. She was a wonderful woman, a medically high-risk patient.
She was not a woman, it was a man.
Four others are very ill. Thankfully, 15 are either recovered fully or they're well on their way to recovery. And in all cases, they've been let go in their home. Additional cases in the United States are likely, but healthy individuals should be able to fully recover. And we think that will be a statement that we can make with great surety now that we've gotten familiar with this problem. They should be able to recover should they contract the virus. So healthy people, if you're healthy, you will probably go through a process and you'll be fine. And I'd like to just ask and caution that the media, we would respectfully ask the media and politicians and everybody else involved not do anything to incite a panic, because there's no reason to panic at all. This is something that is being handled professionally.
From the moment that this country learned of the spread of the coronavirus, President Donald Trump took decisive action, established the White House coronavirus task force, and as the president just described, the president took unprecedented action to suspend all travel into the United States from China. It simply had never been done before by any previous administration. And it is among the reasons why the threat to Americans of coronavirus remains low, despite today's tragic news from Washington State. Task force met this morning and brought the president a range of options, and at his direction, we will be doing the following. First, the president authorized action today to add additional travel restrictions on Iran. We will be using Section 212F, banning travel from Iran. Iran is also already under a travel ban, but we are expanding existing travel restrictions to include any foreign national who has visited Iran within the last 14 days. In addition to moving Iran, we are going to increase to the highest level of advisory, which is level 4, advising Americans do not travel to specific regions in Italy and South Korea. Let me say again. The president today has authorized the State Department to increase the travel advisory for Americans to level 4. We are urging Americans to not travel to the areas in Italy and the areas in South Korea that are most affected by the coronavirus.
Can I just call bullshit? Have y'all ever seen How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days? Everything that they both, the president of the United States, and not only the president of the United States, his worthless ass vice president, is a complete lie. So let me update you on the numbers. 241 people have been denied entry into the U.S. And it's all because the administration they don't know what they're doing. It is what everybody has always been afraid of. If you elect someone that is not, hold on a second. Hold on a second, guys. Let me, we'll be right back. Okay. Maybe not.
In a book, in a box, in the closet. In a line, in a song I once heard.
All right, everybody. So that was Words I Couldn't Say from the soundtrack Country Strong. If you have not seen that movie, you really need to go see it. You can rent it on Redbox, anywhere you can rent a movie. But it's incredible. Did anyone out there know Gwyneth Paltrow can actually sing? That's right, Chris Martin's ex. She's an actress, but who knew she could sing? Also in that movie is Tim McGraw, and it's one of the most incredible movies if you've never seen it. So here we go. The latest numbers on the novel coronavirus has killed 3,300 people. The vast majority are in the mainland China. There are now more than 95,000 cases. Listen up, guys. 95,000 cases, global cases, with infections in more than 80 countries and territories. Italy's outbreak spreads infections have been linked to Italy's outbreak spreading worldwide of at least 215 people. people that came into contact with a group of Italian tourists in Italy, in India. Some of them whom have been tested positive for the virus. What do you know about the coronavirus? All right, let's answer that question right here. This is all we know. It says, send us your questions. This is from the White House. Send us your questions about the coronavirus. All right, so we did. This is what we got back. What would you like to know? Share your question below. When you can, also include a link to a short video under 15 seconds of yourself asking the questions. Your name, your location, it may be used to locate you. So let me be very clear. The government is asking for your name, a video, so they can identify you by sight, and where you are, your location. You even have to click by submitting your story. You're including your name and your information. And I'm not even going to read any further. That's all bullshit. The government is, we're not required to tell the government how to do what they're doing. It's just, this administration is the biggest joke. And it is the most corrupt administration since the Nixon presidency. Donald Trump makes Richard Nixon look like Mary Poppins, and it's pretty fucking sad. Maryland joins the list of cases, of states with cases, actually. So let's see what this is saying. This just came over the AP. Governor Larry Hogan told reporters that there are three cases of the coronavirus in Maryland after the state lab tested their patients with samples. People are married, coupled in their 70s, and another individual in their 50s from Montgomery County. They returned late February from an international travel, the governor said. They were all on the same group trip overseas, but officials are not releasing where exactly they traveled. The three patients are in good condition and isolated at their home. Investigators are trying to identify people and the patients that might have been in contact with them since they returned. There are 19 states that have positive and presumptuous positive tests on Americans. Guys, let me be real honest with you. This is a really, really bad disease. If you travel outside the U.S., please take precautions. And what you keep hearing is you keep hearing people who are wanting to advertise on the what I'm trying to read off of CNN. So let's just listen to that advertisement. Thank you, Acura. There you go. Let's listen to this. All right. So what I'm hearing from that, guys, is that you're not being able to hear this. So we're going to do this a different way because I think you need to know. I think it's important that you know, because the government is not going to be honest with you, which is sad, but it's the truth. And they're doing it for political reasons, which they should be ashamed. They should be ashamed of themselves. These are people's lives that are dying, and we're counting on the government to be honest with us. Not to play games with us for political reasons. Donald Trump is scared to death if it gets out the coronavirus is really, really bad. That's going to affect his election. Let me tell you something. It will. You know why? Because the buck stops with the president of the United States, as it makes me throw up in my mouth by saying that. And that president right now is President Donald Trump. Impeached forever, Donald John Trump. And Donald Trump wants to take credit for everything that's good. But listen, he doesn't get it both ways. He either takes credit for everything or he takes credit for nothing. If it were my choice, he would take credit for nothing. So a federal judge just came over the AP. This is about completely something different. You know the Mueller report we keep hearing about? A federal judge has just issued an order that I want to read. I'm reading it with you guys right now. Make sure that nothing's going to come on. A federal judge blasts William Barr, which is the attorney general that kisses Donald Trump's ass. He blasts Barr for the Mueller report rollout, asking if he meant to help Trump. That is bad news for the embattled president, because that means another investigation. It also means that Donald Trump could be held in contempt of court. So if I don't sound sad about that, it's because I'm not. But we do not need to go through another impeachment. We just don't. It's bad for us. It's bad for the country. We already look so weak because of the President Donald John Trump impeached forever. So I'm not sure that we're in, and understand, an impeachment is not a criminal trial. It is a political trial. That's why all the Republicans in the Senate are a bunch of pussies and they're Donald Trump's bitches, because they did not hold a trial. Donald Trump was not acquitted of anything. And we need to take a quick break and pay some bills is what that means. You hear the most one of the most incredible voices on this planet, Ariana Grande, which is called Break Free. So we need to take a break and pay some bills. So this is John Hollywood, your host of All You Need to Know Radio. Tonight's show is brought to you by Landward I'm so upset about dealing with what I just heard. Real quick. The executive sponsor of our show tonight is Landward Rogues. It's a duo based in Grand Junction, Colorado, about the band between Misty's Eclectic. Okay, so we're going to leave it there. It's Misty and Jason is in that band, because we really do need to take a break. But go onto our site. You'll see all about them. This is John Hollywood, your host. Follow us on all social media. Our social media reaches over 500,000 people. When you add our show to it, our show goes worldwide. Follow us. Be part of our journey. We'll be right back.
So now what?
This is when the operatic section comes in.
Oh, the operatic section, yeah.
Mamma mia, mamma mia!
Mamma mia, let me go! Beelzebub has the devil put aside for me! For me! For me!
It goes on forever, 6 bloody minutes.
I pity your wife if you think 6 minutes is forever.
quit playing. Everyone went home, but the stars are still out. And you're so damn hot, and I ain't ready.
Take off with the... You're like most people. You've been forced to stay in the past by your energy provider. Trapped in a fixed rate contract you really don't understand. Paying a bill that can be more of a shock than getting struck by lightning. Think about it. You don't even know what type of energy you're using, or when rates inflate, or when they plunge. Or the fact your energy provider's variable price only varies based on how much pain they think you can take before switching. All of the control is with them, leaving you in the dark. You see, the actual cost of energy goes up and down and changes every 15 minutes. And yet, your energy provider charges you the same fixed rate all the time. Now, if they set it somewhere around here, it might be an okay deal. But they set it up here, and if the price of energy drops, they pay less while you continue to pay the same fixed rate up here. Oh, and let's not forget all those little add-on fees with names you can't understand. So what you pay is oftentimes a lot more than what they pay. But we decided to change that. All of it. It's time to go grid. Gritty connections directly to the actual price of energy, bypassing the middleman. You're charged only what it costs to produce and transport your energy. There's no confusing price plans, no markups, and no fixed contract. All you pay for is your membership fee, which costs just pennies a day. And instead of wasting time figuring out how to charge you more, we provide things that really matter, like the now price of energy, so you know what you're paying any time of day. The amount you've paid so far, and what we estimate you will pay for the month. On top of that, we send you these really nifty things called Gritty Alerts that tell you when the price of energy is really high or really low, so you can decide when to run your dishwasher or charge your electric spaceship. But even if you do none of that, you still save boatloads of money just by being gritty. Which takes us to another reason to choose Gritty. We love renewable energy, and we give you a tool to change the earth. When prices are high, it means dirty and inefficient power stations are toiling away trying to keep up with demand. But when prices are low, it's because renewable energy is working away at a very low cost, powered only by that bright sun and mighty wind. So remember, when it's cheapest, it's greenest. When you use Gritty Alerts, you'll not only save money, but also the planet. It's time to go gritty. So let's count down the ways you benefit. Access to no markup wholesale energy. No sign-up or early termination fees. No more bill shock. Know what you spend when you spend it. Price alerts that let you know when energy is cheap and green. All as a Gritty member for just pennies a day. And everyone who signs up gets a free puppy. All right, that's not true. But since Gritty is the fairest deal in energy, unplug your charged electric spaceship, hop into the pilot seat, and join us in the future. Houston, you are cleared for takeoff. Gritty, it's on.
Hey guys, welcome to Entertainment Watch from All You Need to Know Radio. Guess who's coming? He is coming. Country music superstar Ty Herndon. All right, guys, we have received your emails. We have received your private messages. We've even seen you in posts that you wanted to talk to Ty Herndon. You wanted to hear from Ty Herndon and on our show. We are going to make that happen. I'm going to tell you the date here in just a couple of minutes. Let me tell you a little bit of things about Ty. Ty Herndon has charted 17 singles on Billboard Hot Country Songs charts. This figures in including three number one hits, including his very first single, What Mattered Most, and then Living in a Moment and It Must Be Love. I love all of Ty's songs, and then he also had another four additional top hits. Ty Herndon is a country music superstar, in my opinion, as good as Garth Brooks. And we are fortunate to have this incredible soul who has stepped into the spotlight and gotten very personal with his fan and the public. We are very humbled that Ty Herndon has agreed to come and talk on our show. No questions are off limits. I'm telling you, it's going to be an interview like you have never heard. So are you still trying to figure out, have you ever heard, I want my goodbye back, love too much, a man holding on to a woman letting go, hands of a working man? Those are just some of Ty's hits that change people's lives. Off his last album, Got It Covered, he covered his songs that were number one, and the public loved it. Ty Herndon is one of the most incredible voices in country music, and we've got him coming. And this song you're hearing right now is Fire off the album House on Fire. We highly recommend that you go and get that album on Spotify and on iTunes. So the thing is that Ty Herndon is about to be on All You Need to Know Radio. Everybody wants him, and we've got him. We are so excited to announce that Ty Herndon has been confirmed for March the 12th this year. So excited. No questions off limits. And also, Ty has agreed, because he loves his fans so much, that he will take your email questions. He's only going to be able to take a few, but you email allyouneedtoknowradio@gmail.com. In the subject matter, put, I want to hear from Ty. We'll take good care of you. All You Need to Know Radio listeners, we have heard you loud and clear, and we are going to make it happen. March the 12th, Ty Herndon will be here, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Do not miss it. I'm telling you, this man, I'm a little biased because I've known him and I love him with all my heart. He's working with the Trevor Project. He's working with the LGBT community. He is the first out country music artist. And right after him, Billy Gillum came out. So he's a trailblazer. And it's a hard thing to put your life out there. And I have so much respect for him. Ty Herndon's coming to All You Need to Know Radio. We've heard you. March the 12th. Don't miss that show. Ty Herndon will be here, guys. March 12th. Mark your calendars.
Some lies I told myself. I'm glad I didn't believe.
All right, everybody, welcome back to All You Need to Know Radio. That is the queen of everything, country, pop, writes her own music. Got it to where artists that used to not get paid for their music, now she gets paid for her masters. Her latest album release, Lover, she received all the proceeds and she owns the masters. Unlike the snake in the grass, Scooter Braun, who went behind her back and took her masters, he could have offered those to Taylor. Now, to be fair, Scooter Braun has released a statement saying everything Taylor Swift said about her masters and the machine buying her masters is just part of the business. Bullshit. I have artists that are friends. I have artists that are family. When they pour their heart and soul into music and you buy it from underneath them, I no longer have any respect for you. Scooter Braun. So who do you believe? Taylor Swift or Scooter Braun? However, Taylor Swift has changed the game in the music industry when the artists that she signs get to keep their masters. Thank you, Taylor. All right, let's get back to the sad place our country is. So new civil rights movement is reporting that Trump massively lies about the number of people in the U.S. with the coronavirus. We're really down to probably about 10, the lying-ass president said. That was just a couple of days ago. Impeached for life, Donald John Trump on Tuesday spent about 45 minutes lying about a wide variety of topics during a press conference in India. First of all, the asshole couldn't even name the people that were the sports people there. He fumbled their names every time he mentioned anyone. So among the topics he chose not to tell the truth about, as everything falls out of his mouth, is about where the stock market was, the Ebola crisis was, the Russia interference in the 2020 election. Let's get this straight. Donald Trump is an illegitimate president. He was helped be elected by a foreign country, which is a violation of the U.S. Constitution of the United States. Further, he's stupid enough, after Robert Mueller let him go because he was thought he was too stupid, him and his son and his daughter, to actually know what they were doing was against the law. To prove them wrong, Donald Trump then gets on a phone call to the president of Ukraine, and he says, listen, I know you need missiles. However, can you do me a favor, though? The House impeaches him based off of his actions with the Ukraine president, and the Senate, that is, it has the majority of the GOP, suddenly loses their voice and their balls along with losing their voice. I have absolutely no respect for anyone that voted to not have witnesses in a trial. Let me just give you a lesson about what that does to Donald Trump's argument about him being acquitted. Mr. Trump, and I say that loosely, there was no trial. There was no witnesses. There was no documents. There was no testimony. Therefore, it was just your bitches doing what you wanted them to do because they're scared of you. I'm not scared of you. I see it straight through you. You are the most worthless human being that walks this earth. And you're going to lose, and you're going to lose big time in 2020 to Joe Biden. And you keep making these comments about Sleepy Joe. When Sleepy Joe has you in a debate, and I will quote Joe Biden. Oh, I wish I could find that. It wouldn't sound right on the air, though. Or would it? You know what? We're just going to let it sound how it sounds, because Chris Wallace was interviewing Joe Biden, and Joe Biden, I have to laugh at this stuff because this guy is the epitome of a liar. I can't. And I actually might have already, no, I did not. So listen to this. Idiot laughing.
Your response to the president's able to make a names and insults from the stable genius. This is a guy who doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't know how to run the country. He is making us more unsafe the way he's responding to the coronavirus. He has done virtually nothing well that I can see. And so I can hardly wait to debate him on stage. I want people to see me standing next to him and him standing next to me. We'll see who's sleepy.
Did you hear that, Donald Trump? That is a presidential response that doesn't stoop to your immature, childish ways. And your followers, guys, if you still follow Donald Trump out there, seek help. This guy does not care about America. He does not care about Americans. How can you stand there and say how much you love America when you clearly hate most of Americans that live here and that actually pay taxes and that actually follow the laws, unlike your worthless ass? I mean, this guy, I don't mean, and I don't have any fun talking about the president of the United States in a disrespectful manner. However, the guy is a fucking moron. He actually makes me feel bad about it being American. And I didn't think that was possible. But Donald Trump, you're a loser. And I'm being nice at that. And you need to go. One way or the other, this guy has got to go. Please. So we're going to go to break real quick because we need to pay some more bills. To Ty Herndon, coming up on March 12th, next week, and we're going to go to his current version of his first number one song, What Mattered Most. Listen to the words, because Ty sings it from his heart instead of to a woman, which he was not attracted to. This is What Mattered Most. Country music superstar Ty Herndon will be live on our show next Thursday. I'm John Hollywood, your host. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
I thought I knew the boy so well. If he was sad, I could not tell. I missed the point, and I missed the signs. If he's gone, the fault is mine. And I know a whole lot of little things.
Because I've got big boots. I mean, big news.
I'm pregnant!
Aren't you a little
old?
Yes! I'm a blah blah woman in a something something world.
What an amazing mom you're going to be. I mean, by the time this baby's my age, I'll be dead.
You're trying to cook a baby in an old 1970s Easy Bake, lady.
I know it's a little early, but look what we got.
Props for optimism, but that is never going to fit you.
Will and Grace, the farewell season.
Hey guys, it's your favorite radio show host, John Hollywood, with All You Need to Know Radio. Want to give you a number that you need to remember if you have any legal problems. The sponsor of our show, the Law Office of Wards and Nunn, 972-863-9592. If you have any problems with personal injury, real estate or businesses, transaction, anything like that, you need to call these rock stars. They are rock stars in the courtroom, and they take no prisoners. 972-863-9592. That is Warwards and Nunn, 972-863-9592, or all social media at Warwards and Nunn. Warwards and Nunn, the only name you need to know. They're the best, period.
I've paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence but committed no crime. And bad mistakes I've made a few.
Radio.
Maybe it's time to look the old way down. Maybe it's time to look the old way down. It takes a lot to change, man. Hell, it takes a lot to try.
You know, man, in the old days, I always knew, like, you were going to do something, that you'd be all right. It's the first time I'm worried about you.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Okay.
Tell me something, girl.
Do you write songs or anything?
I don't sing my own songs.
Why?
I just don't feel comfortable.
Why wouldn't you feel comfortable?
Almost every single person has told me they liked the way I sounded, but that they didn't like.
Hey, Tim, are you there? Tim.
How are you?
Hey, buddy, no problem. We'll go ahead and I'll just answer the questions myself and let them know that you are on assignment, and we will see you next week. Have a good time. David. Daddy.
In a book, in a box, in the closet. In a line, in a song I once heard. In a moment on a front porch late one June. In a breath inside a whisper beneath the moon. There it was at the tip of my fingers. There it was on the tip of my tongue. There you were, and I had never been that far. There it was.
Do I do now that you're gone?
Hey guys, be patient with us, because right now we are setting up to where you're going to get to hear a very good friend of mine. He's also in the band that is sponsoring us, Landward Rogues. Jason Jennings actually was at my house a couple of days ago, and he ended up with a guitar and his voice, and he serenaded me with Wicked Game by Chris Isaak, and it's amazing. So listen to this, and we'll be right back with Jason Jennings. So that was the late Whitney Houston and a DJ by the name of Kelgo. And apparently he's a pretty damn good DJ, especially if he got Whitney Houston's estate to let him record. I'm sure you are aware that Whitney Houston left us from a drug overdose, which was very sad. However, she still lives on with us in spirit. So what I'm getting ready to play you, excuse me, is very personal. And I hope you enjoy it. Like I said, it's incredibly amazing.
And I just got it in here, and now I'm trying to find it. So give me a second. My producer, what name did you put this under? We'll find it. Listen, I've known this guy for a few years, and I knew he could sing, but I really did not know he could sing until with his guitar and his voice, he basically serenaded me in my living room, and I was hooked. I'm a fan for life. In fact, I can announce that his band, Landward Rogues, has now been signed with PB Entertainment Group to manage them. And I'm really, really excited about it. And for some reason, I can't find this song. So listen to this, an oldie good a goodie by the once again, Taylor Swift. We'll be right back. You to keep in mind that this song is with a guitar and pretty much just this amazing voice. Once again, our show, our executive sponsor in our entertainment watch tonight, this is Jason Jennings from Landward Rogues.
This is Jason Jennings, guys, on All You Need to Know Radio, and this is live.
Was on fire, no one could save me but you. Strange what desire will make foolish people do. I never dreamed that I'd meet somebody like you. I never dreamed that I'd love somebody like you.
Everybody, so that's my
basically the struggle of finding love everywhere, and if you get lucky enough to get it, hopefully it'll works out for you, and all the pain that comes with it, but all the pain comes growth, and all the growth comes to make life endurable.
Because I've known you for a few years and I had no idea you could sing like that.
Most people don't. That's why I started
so
playing.
Why do you feel that you just let go like that in front of me like that? Because guys, we're live right here.
Oh,
acapella, by the way, with a guitar, that's it.
Basically,
it's fucking amazing, dude.
Thank you. Due to injuries and stuff like that from the military service and that kind of thing there, all my activities are getting less and less able to do stuff, so I'm finding my passions this way. So I'm writing music, playing music, and finding different instruments to go and get my angst and energy out with.
Well, I am blown away, and I'm going to let Ty hear that. I really am. I actually might send it to him right now. That was just amazing. Thank you. Thank you for doing that.
All right, guys, so that was so amazing. We are going to go right and let you hear about Ty Herndon coming. And remember, it's March 12th. Ooh, I've still got goosebumps from that song. Jason Jennings with Ward Rogues. Go follow him on Instagram. Go follow him on all social media, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr. They've got it all. And I can't even see the board right now. We'll be right back.
Hey, guys. Welcome to Entertainment Watch from All You Need to Know Radio. Guess who's coming? He is coming. Country music superstar Ty Herndon. All right, guys. We have received your emails. We have received your private messages. We've even seen you in posts that you wanted to talk to Ty Herndon. You wanted to hear from Ty Herndon and on our show. We are going to make that happen. I'm going to tell you the date here in just a couple of minutes. Let me tell you a little bit of things about Ty. Ty Herndon has charted 17 singles on Billboard Hot Country Songs charts. This figures in including three number one hits, including his very first single, What Mattered Most, and then Living in a Moment and It Must Be Love. I love all of Ty's songs, and then he also had another four additional top hits. Ty Herndon is a country music superstar, in my opinion, as good as Garth Brooks. And we are fortunate to have this incredible soul who has stepped into the spotlight and gotten very personal with his fan and the public. We are very humbled that Ty Herndon has agreed to come and talk on our show. No questions are off limits. I'm telling you, it's going to be an interview like you have never heard. So are you still trying to figure out, have you ever heard I Want My Goodbye Back, Love Too Much, A Man Holding On to a Woman Letting Go, Hands of a Working Man? Those are just some of Ty's hits that change people's lives. Off his last album, Got It Covered, he covered his songs that were number one, and the public loved it. Ty Herndon is one of the most incredible voices in country music, and we've got him coming, and this song you're hearing right now is Fighter off the album House on Fire. We highly recommend that you go and get that album on Spotify and on iTunes. So the thing is that Ty Herndon is about to be on All You Need to Know Radio. Everybody wants him, and we've got him. We are so excited to announce that Ty Herndon has been confirmed for March the 12th this year. So excited. No questions off limits. And also, Ty has agreed, because he loves his fans so much, that he will take your email questions. He's only going to be able to take a few, but you email allyouneedtoknowradio@gmail.com. In the subject matter, put, I want to hear from Ty. We'll take good care of you. All You Need to Know Radio listeners, we have heard you loud and clear, and we are going to make it happen. March the 12th, Ty Herndon will be here, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Do not miss it. I'm telling you, this man, I'm a little biased because I've known him and I love him with all my heart. He's working with the Trevor Project. He's working with the LGBT community. He is the first out country music artist. And right after him, Billy Gillum came out. So he's a trailblazer. And it's a hard thing to put your life out there. And I have so much respect for him. Ty Herndon's coming to All You Need to Know Radio. We've heard you. March the 12th. Don't miss that show. Ty Herndon will be here, guys. March 12th. Mark your calendars.
Glad I didn't believe.
All right, everybody. So that was Ty Herndon. Let's jump back just a little bit to Mr. Jason Jennings. We actually may have him on the phone with us.
Yes, you
hey,
do.
Hey, Jason, are you with us?
Yes.
How did that sound to you, my friend?
Amazing to hear my voice on the radio, I'm not going to lie.
Dude, incredible. We are so excited to have Landward Rogues being our exclusive sponsor and having you sign with PB Entertainment Group.
Yes, indeedy.
In fact, we got something for that. Hold on, I had to pull away from the microphone. Give me a second. Hey, Jason, why don't you sing a little bit of the song while I'm looking for this?
Which song?
Same one you just did. Unless you want to do Ordinary Man.
I want to work on that one so I don't mess it up. Okay, so if you want to go with the game, it'd be World was on fire, no one could save me but you. Strange what desire will make foolish people do. I never dreamed that I'd meet somebody like you. I never dreamed that I'd love somebody like you. No, I don't want to fall in love. No, I don't want to fall in love with you.
Just wait, my friend. That's what you're going to hear. I need to do our song pick of the week and sign off, but thank you so much. I'll call you later. You're fucking amazing. You're fucking beautiful inside and out, and I love you with all my heart and your wife. Landward Road.
Love you too, brother. Be safe.
Go and look them up on all social media. If you're in Grand Junction, Colorado, we do reach out there. Go and see them in concert live. It's amazing. It'll change your life. It's a music that you've never heard before. Tell them the kind of music that you guys sing, Jason, because I want to make sure that we get this right. As the exclusive sponsor of our show, Landward Rogues is a duo based out of Grand Junction, Colorado. Take it away, Jason.
Well, basically, it's Celtic with a twist, or Blue Americana Celtic Jazz. It's a combination of blues, jazz, Celtic, and Americana mixed together. We're pushing 50 originals that we've written over the last 2 years. We cover a wide variety of things, but we cater our shows to how the audience is feeling, but we always like to keep everything upbeat. And we have a lot of energy and a whole bunch of different instruments to the thing. I play 6 different instruments while singing, and my wife plays 3 different instruments while singing, so we can really expand the sound out there.
All right, my friend. Thank you so much. And now let's move to our song pick of the week, our song pick of the week was picked by a friend of mine, James, and I'd never heard it before, but it's called Rockin' with My Beer Gut, and it's by Trailer Choir, and let's see what you think about it. It's All You Need to Know Radio song pick of the week. It's new, it's dangerous, and it's in your face. Take a listen.
There's a million different types of girls all around the world, and they're all so beautiful. No one knows any better than me, 'cause I stare so constantly. But I think I met my match last night at the club. She was living on the foot, hanging with her friends on a Friday night. A 5 foot something cherry bomb. She had everything going on. Extra love around her waist. Rocking the beer gut. She
about him behind.
In a book, in a box, in the closet. In a line, in a song, I want.
All right, everybody, we are out of time. We want to thank you once again for joining us around the world. You know, we found out we were heard in Brazil, in Switzerland, in Iran. I mean, it was incredible when I got those kind of numbers. So I always close the show with this. Keep reaching for the stars because that's where it all begins. Never let anyone tell you how to love, who you can love, or how to make your dreams come true. Do me a personal favor. Every morning, get up and look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, what have you done today to make yourself feel proud? I'm John Hollywood, your host of the number one show in the world, All You Need to Know Radio. Thank you for joining us. A special shout out to Landward Rogues for being our exclusive sponsor. And thank you to Jason Jennings for calling in. Good night, live from Dallas, Texas. Yeah, come